My good people, what's going on? Tonight, I have a topic that I want to talk about. It's about support. And we all say we know what support is, or we know how support works. But asking your question of what you support, who you support, and why you support it is another interesting topic that we can just try to dig a little deeper in and try to understand, you know, how support works, or at least how some of us expect support to work. We all know that support from our close friends or relatives don't entirely last forever. We know that when you are being supported or shown support from certain individuals, it's not always the real or the most definite form of support. We know that some people support just because of the fact that it's a trend or it's a fad that they feel that fits that specific time frame for them, or it may be that at that given time, it's just a fact of interest for them to cling on to a ride, the coattail, if you will. You know, so I mean, I think a lot of us expect support to last forever, and it's just not reality. You know, I believe like support, it comes and goes, just how people do, or how relationships often come and go, and we have to accept it for what it is. If you ask yourself the question of who you support, why you support, and how do you support them, can you answer those three questions in detail and actually come up with a solid, concrete answer to say, or to answer those three questions? I don't think many of us can. I don't think we know why we support the people that we do. And I don't know why we don't entirely understand why we tend to support fame over the value of people we actually rock with, or people that we actually know on a personal level. What makes us gravitate toward the ones that already have the success and knock the ones that are on, I guess you would say, the same level as you? Comment or message and let me know what these answers could be. I'll see you next time.